that spoke of never being denied. 30 years later, it is with great pride that I state here that we made a lasting imprint on the great tradition that is Ohio State University football. Introduction. The 1968 Ohio State Buckeyes National Championship football season is a subject that has been discussed widely and documented thoroughly through the years. The magic of an unbeaten season, the outstanding senior leadership, and the talent-laden sophomore class, each has been chronicled. So why did we decide to venture into this territory again? Our first thought was to do something special to commemorate the 30th anniversary of that championship season and the team that made it happen. After all, it remains not only the last Buckeye team, but the last Big Ten squad to win a unanimous national football title. And as outstanding as the 1968 Buckeyes were perceived to be back then, the magic of that season seems to intensify and, in some cases, be magnified with every passing year. The Buckeyes have come very close to winning the national title a number of times since then, and with each close call, memories of the 1968 season are resurrected, embellished, and sent to new heights of endearment by Buckeye faithful the world over. Were we, the 1968 football Buckeyes, really that great? Would we still be so highly regarded and fondly remembered had another Buckeye team won a national crown since? It's all in the eyes of the beholders, but fate has dealt its hand, and the 1968 Buckeyes will, in all probability, be remembered as one of the finest teams in Ohio State and college football history. As a member of the 1968 squad, I humbly concur. It is, then, our mission to give you, the reader, a fresh perspective on the 1968 season. With the support and input of many of my teammates and coaches, we will relive the season through several of the guys who made it all happen. We'll take you to the practice field, into the huddle, onto the field during a crucial play in a big ball game, and into the locker room. As we cover the season game by game, please join us as we reminisce about the memories that still are vivid in our minds 30 years later. Perhaps you will gain a keener insight of what went into getting us ready to play, or perhaps you will sense the unity we shared while striving toward our collective goal. Or maybe you're just a die-hard Buckeye fan, like we all are, who delights in the opportunity to revel in the great tradition of Ohio State football. Whatever the reason, I hope you enjoy our trip into yesteryear as much as we enjoyed getting together to share it with you. LZ. Preface. The official word. Editor's note. The following news release, word for word, from the Ohio State University Athletic Publicity Office, dated August 20, 1968, will help set the stage for all you are about to read. Columbus, Ohio, August 20th. Approximately 84 Ohio State University football candidates will report Friday, August 30th, for physical examinations and picture-taking proceedings, with a required mile run also scheduled during the day. Practice will begin Saturday, August 31st, on a twice-daily basis. Woody Hayes will be starting his 18th season as head coach of the Buckeyes, longest tenure of any football mentor here, a record previously held by the late Dr. John W. Wilse, who guided the Bucks for 16 seasons. Having operated for several years with a dearth of speed and backfield talent, Ohio State fortunes are looking up this fall as a group of talented sophomores makes a bid for positions on both the offensive and defensive units. To go along with a spirited group of newcomers will be 28 lettermen, headed by co-captains Dave Foley, tackle, and Dirk Worden, linebacker. Worden was the team's most valuable player last year. In addition, 15 other seniors, led by tackle Rufus Mays, formerly a tight end, will be available. Mays, like Foley, has started all 18 games as a sophomore and junior. He and Foley are expected to team as two of the best offensive tackles in the Big Ten. Moving in with Foley, Mays, and Worden as two-year regulars are center John Mulback, defensive end Nick Roman, linebacker Mark Steer, middle guard Vic Stottlemyre, and quarterback Bill Long. Rounding out leading lettermen on offense are guards Tom Backus and Alan Jack, halfbacks David Brungard and Ray Gillian, fullbacks Jim Otis and Paul Huff, tackle Charlie Hutchison, and center Jim Roman.